to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Top of the morning to you, Brains. How you doing? How you feeling? What y'all thinking about? Have you thought about starting a nonprofit organization? Have you really thought about the people that you could serve? Did you think about the work that's involved, the responsibility that's involved? Or maybe you're looking to grow your business in a different direction, expand, work with minority business owners. Well, I have a gift for you. Bea Baylor. She's here. She is everything when it comes to nonprofit and business. I'm telling you, Brains, you are in for a treat. You better get you a pencil and a piece of paper and sit up straight. Okay, Bea Taylor is the Chief Executive Officer and founder of Baylor Nonprofit Consulting. She's a senior staff nurse at Westway Staffing Service and the executive producer at Women's Business Sense Network TV. Are y'all ready for this? You better be. Let us welcome to the Edge, Brains, Bea Baylor. How are you?
Hi there, Brains, April Mahoney. Hello, everyone out there in all of the land. Happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers that's all across the world. This is going to be such an amazing day. I think I have a date. Anyway, back to Brains. Brains.
I ain't mad at you.
I never get to say
get
those
in.
Words, but hey.
Okay. Jane is not all work. She's some play. I got you, B. I got you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, girl got to have play. So thank you, April and Brains. I salute you for having me on. Yes, I'm that nonprofit expert with Baylor Nonprofit Consulting. I'm also a strategic marketing and business expert with B2B Grassroots Coaching Firm. I'm excited to let's dive in to talk about the philanthropists and people with passion and all of those people. I need 1,000 nonprofits on the ground, out there, on the ground, working and doing some amazing things, guys, that we need nonprofits to serve, to be the server globally. I'm excited. I don't want women out there who have a passion and a desire to not have what they want. So I'm all for that.
All right. So tell me, give me a snapshot of really what does it take? Give me five things that it really takes to have a successful, meaningful, sustainable nonprofit. Just five quick things.
So first of all, you need to understand your why, okay? Mm-hmm. You need to clarify your mission and your vision. You need a process for obtaining your 501c3. You need to have enrolling your why, and you need to have a great board and structure and a long-term plan for sustainability.
You know what? You hit the nail on the head, sustainability. Now, look, I worked for the best. I was the outreach coordinator for the San Diego American Red Cross. And let me tell you, I love that job, outreach. Yes, I did, girl. I had my own Humvee and everything. But I was in fundraising and development. And people do not understand the responsibility that comes along with nonprofit. And they need to be clear with that. They need to be clear with their intention, why they're doing what they're doing. Because this ain't your personal slush fund. This is not a tax shelter. Okay, you are responsible to the donors. You're responsible to the mission, the cause. You're responsible to yourself, the people that you're paying it forward to, you're collecting it from. There's a lot of responsibility in that. Am I right? Am I right, B?
You're absolutely right, Brains, because, you know, a lot of people who get their letter in the mail, they're so excited, and they call me, and they go, I'm ready to write a grant. No. And so I take them through the process, because you have to have your incorporation, the 501c3 status. There's tons of things. Where's your website? Where's your business plan? Where's your strategic plan? Do you have a brand? Is bookkeeping in place? Let's set some fundraising opportunities up. Capacity building, relationship capital. All those things fall in line. That's a lot. Marketing solutions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So beyond the nonprofit and the work that you do there and getting everyone all set up, tell us about your other business endeavors as far as helping individuals with small businesses grow their capital.
I love this business. I created a online e-learning system for small business owners that are in a startup phase or making $250,000 to $500,000. So I take each business owner through 8 strategies to obtain more leads. They go all the way from conversions. We take them through the 8 strategies to where we're looking at through a profit growth calculator that I created, more conversion, higher prices, and looking at more profits, more the conversion, the more transactions. A lot of business owners spend a lot of money on marketing, and the marketing is right in their business where they're doing it all wrong. And I did a focus group on Tuesday. It was mesmerizing to some of the business owners that they even were able to execute 1 or 2 ideas to go back that would generate an additional $10,000 in their business by changing their marketing message right off the bat on that website or through a landing page.
Who does that?
Yes.
That's great.
And I'm the mastermind at putting together focus groups so we can come together to understand if we're not generating 6 to 7 figures in our business, then you're just playing with your business.
Right, right. They got a jobby hobby.
and we remove all of these, the fear, we remove the challenges and, you know, taking you through the 7 layers that are keeping you from doing that. So within this strategy, it's B2B, grassroots coaching firm, is the name of my coaching practice. It's organically growing your business without having to spend a lot of money. You can DIY, you can hire me to do it. I can do some of the heavy lifting, but I guarantee you that after sitting down with me in 45 minutes, we're going to find 10 to 40 $50,000 in your business, and I'm actually offering assessments of anyone who want to have me come in to do a 45-minute assessment of your business.
Oh, I want. Can I sign up?
The 8 strategy.
It's on my show. I want to sign up.
Absolutely.
Okay.
For $197, you can reach out to me or inbox me at beabaylor@gmail.com. Go to Facebook. Go to my website. I'm having a focus group training March the 12th, 9:30 a.m. at Amplified Banking off of Esperanza Trail across from the Domain. And listen, I even brought in an assistant vice president of the credit union because if you're not – not have that kind of money to expand your business. We're going to talk about loans. We're going to talk about some of the things that your business will qualify because I'm going to open up the masses to where you're generating that kind of money to even bring more lending into your business. So you're
with your business strategies, you have this all documented in your book. Can you tell my brains about your book?
Well, I have created an ebook that is the 45-minute breakthrough. And in the ebook, once you come through my strategy, my focus group, you actually will get this ebook for free if you sign up for the $197. It's well over worth $50-$60 to get the ebook because in it I take you through all of the
You can't put a value on knowledge. I understand what you're saying, but you know what? People have to make an investment. They're making an investment in themselves. They think they're buying from you, but when you've collected all of this data, you've put it together in a comprehensive package that they, you know, user-friendly, make it accessible and facilitate that. Absolutely, people should, you know, honor you by paying for that. See, and I jump into another subject, and forgive me for doing this, but you know, women in business, they work my nerves with this not knowing their value. Are you kidding me? You know, they don't make the ask. They don't have a structure in their business. They're not focused. They're emotional instead of really kind of doing some grassroots. Can you speak to our women? Because, again, we're taking over the planet, and we need thought leaders like you to step to the forefront and also correct and adjust the attitude that we really need to be serious about this if we're going to be doing business out here in the world, because they're not, they're playing around.
And I want to be the force, and thank you for it. Brains, April just said some magical words, vulnerability. I like that word. If you would just be vulnerable to opening up the chest area and allowing someone who are, as my grandson say, smarter than you, grandma, that can come in, put a structure together so that you get out the gate and really earn the kind of money that you desire.
Right.
There is no reason. I do have a lot of people that kind of stand off and they don't want to partake in the focus group. The focus group is free. It's free to come.
Right.
It's almost coming to the doctor free to let me check your
business.
And the
thing is if you don't want to interact, that's fine, but don't, you know, don't be ignorant to the fact that you could just sit there and observe. It's open to you, and when you feel comfortable, because I'm sure that there's more than one person that has a question that you have. So the focus groups are very, very important. I participate in a lot of focus groups for airlines and cars here in San Diego, and it's really interesting to hear people's different perspective. You know, you're holding court. You're making an assessment on a product or a service you got to buy in. So I commend you for having a focus group. That's really great. Please tell my brains how to get in contact with you, B. Baylor, if they want to do some deep dive with any of the services that you offer.
So the way to get in touch with me is, first of all, you can understand that I have two different divisions. I have a nonprofit division, and you can go to BEABAYLOR.com. There's a contact form in there. You can take a look around. There's my programs are all in place. So if you're interested in a nonprofit, reach out or call me at 512-350-1747. And if you're interested in getting helping with your business and getting an additional $10,000 to $50,000 in your business, reach out to me at B2B Grassroots Coaching Firm or BEA at B2B Grassroots Coaching Firm, and, you know, or call me. Just call me if you're interested in signing up for a 45-minute accelerated assessment of your business and running you through the 10K challenge with a guarantee that I will find $10,000 in your business.
Wow.
Call me and I can sign you up and give you the portal to pay the $197 and we can get started and doing the challenge for you, and it would be mind-blowing. You're going to walk away with maybe even more money than what I promised you, and so I love it that I could run you through the 10 strategies.
Absolutely. Well, I'm telling you, B. Baylor wants you to be all that you can be in business and nonprofit in the world. Thank you so much for coming and being here with us on The Edge. Brains, go back and listen to other edgy conversations. We've got all kind of great entrepreneurs and art and entertainment. We're even about to have some comedians, okay? I want us to laugh. I want us to feel good. I want us to be happy here on The Edge. Thank you, B. Baylor.
Thank you, April. Have an amazing day. Happy Valentine's Day to all that's out there.
Bye, Brains.
And Brains. Brains, bye-bye.